In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, Seattle Central College is a gathering place for activists and rallies, and often the beginning or end of a march. It will host both a march and a rally today as the college begins a year-long celebration of its 50th anniversary. 88.5's Ed Ronco has more from the campus.
Seattle Central College President Sheila Edwards-Lang is standing near the brick plaza of this busy Capitol Hill campus, and as you can hear, noise is all around us. A plane descends towards SeaTac Airport. A delivery truck roars up Broadway. There's a streetcar nearby, and if Seattle Central College sounds like it's in the middle of everything, that's only because it is.
Got a little bit of power washing going on here on the bricks, but...
Yes, well, we're getting ready for school starting next week.
Okay. The 50-year-old campus has long been a center for social activism, and Edwards-Lang says that is an important part of Seattle Central's history.
Because it's led to important change in our region that opened doors for people for whom the doors were closed, so more access to educational opportunities. It raised awareness about issues that were happening during the Vietnam War. It raised awareness about issues that were happening to GLBT communities on our in our region. When people came together to talk about things that were happening in our community and what they'd like to see change, many of those conversations started here at our campus and worked their ways into policymakers and legislation that change our region and, in fact, our state significantly.
With us is Mildred Olay. She has seen a lot of the history here, joining the faculty in 1970. Back then, the nation was fresh off the height of the civil rights movement and in the throes of Vietnam, among other things. She was president later, from 2003 until 2010. But during her whole time here, this place was called Seattle Central Community College.
The community college, as we know it, is a social justice movement all in itself. And when the community colleges opened, which broadened higher education to a larger number of people, those who had been denied, and then you added the English as a second language, the literacy programs, you could prepare very well for a career in a professional technical field.
So the very idea of a community college is a little bit of social activism.
It is social activism.
2 years ago, Seattle Central College and its counterparts across the city dropped the word community from their titles, but not from the mission, says Edwards-Lang, the current president. She wants students to be able to live nearby, something that is getting harder to accommodate as prices rise in Seattle, and she wants the college to be able to grow. Another challenge in such a dense neighborhood. From the window of the president's fourth floor office, we can see the Space Needle, Puget Sound, Key Arena, the EMP Museum, and cranes. Lots of cranes, suggesting that this is a view Edwards-Lang might not have for long.
I fear that as I look out this window, because there are low-rise apartments right below me that at the time that we were opening, 50 years ago, this would have been considered a high-rise. And you think about that.
Yeah.
It's not anymore. One of the things that is troublesome for me as president, as I look at the housing around the campus, it's no longer affordable for most of our students.
Nor for the people who work at the campus.
Exactly.
In the next 50 years, what is your greatest hope for this institution?
I hope that, you know, the president who's sitting here 50 years from now will look back and say that we did a great job of slowing that divide for our community, that we did a great job of providing training so that, I say, students from Rainier Beach and from West Seattle and Queen Anne could have access to the jobs of the future, and that we stop some of the importation of talent that we're doing. We import talent from California, Wisconsin, China, India, everywhere, because we're not doing a good job as a region providing the access for local students to get the training that they need for the jobs of the future.
I want to see us continue to believe in transforming ourselves as an institution, in transforming the people that we come in contact with, transforming our city so that we more clearly understand what we need to do with people to help change their lives, and that we'll have the space and the buildings to do that. So we just had to add a little protest in there.
Well, that's the Seattle Central way.
That was Seattle Central College President Sheila Edwards-Lang and former President Mildred Olay talking with 88.5's Ed Ronco.